Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Viewpoints on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel, a podcast series with my colleague, Burkhard Varnholt, where we do like to update you on developments throughout the global market and macro landscape. Burkhard, thank you for dropping by the podcast to spend some time today with our listeners and their clients. Looking forward to our conversation. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So, Burkhard, I understand that this week you've been speaking a lot about Europe. You have suggested that many eyes might be watching the continent in the coming days or weeks. So, can you tell us why you think that is?
Well, sure. Look, I think there are at least three, if not more, major events taking place in Europe which matter for a number of different reasons. The first, arguably the most important one, is the European Union's election taking place just this weekend, where 400 million European voters are asked to elect the 720 members of the European Union's Parliament, which is Europe's most important governing body. The second and third are two major sporting events. I just love them. The first is the European Soccer Championship, starting right this Friday in Munich, Germany. And then, watch this space, the Summer Olympics, which are taking place in beautiful Paris, and they'll start right after the football event on July 14th, the French national holiday. And, well, in addition, for those who are interested, there'll be the G7 summit in ever-beautiful Italy, Apulia, next week, plus the UK election, surprise, surprise, is coming up on July the 4th. Oh, and last but not least, the holiday season is about to start. But never forget, Europe is attracting more tourists every year than any other continent in the world. So that's why I suggested that a lot of eyes will be on the old continent in the weeks to come.
Well, my family and I look forward to being among those tourists in just a few weeks, but a lot there to look forward to on the continent taking place over the next few months. It's interesting, though, Burkhard, Europe's elections seem to receive a lot less attention in the global or financial media than many other elections, let alone the U.S. presidential election coming up later this year. So why should U.S. investors monitor these European elections?
Sure, I know. Well, I think for several reasons. I mean, geopolitically speaking, the European Union and Europe at large remain critically important strategic partners to the United States, have always been since World War II, and are now immediately faced with an entirely unprovoked and largely unexpected Russian assault on its neighboring Ukraine. While the European Union has traditionally been a reluctant geopolitical actor, and that's one of the reasons few people really report about this election, it is now being forced to take up that role, not least to stand with Ukraine, whom it firmly supports. But, while many European leaders would like to see the head of its most powerful commission, Ursula von der Leyen, to continue its steadfast support in the East, she is being challenged by the rise of more nationalistic political parties who could also challenge Europe's firm net zero commitment to reduce carbon emissions and really prepare the European economy for the 21st centuries. I won't go into detail here, but the bottom line is this. What happens in Brussels matters. The European Union's approach to industrial policy, defense, the environment, and much else is crafted here. And if the Union lacks clear leadership, it's not just the 450 million European citizens that will feel the impact. Ukraine still depends on European allies for money and weapons. Nobody would enjoy seeing the EU politically logjammed as much as Russia's Vladimir Putin. And whoever wins the White House in November, Europe is now the sole global bloc that is still supporting the WTO's free trade rules at a time when China and America have increasingly forsaken them. So should the EU give up on its carbon-cutting emission ambitions, as European populists generally demand, a terrible signal would be sent to the rest of the world. All this matters to business and therefore to markets too. And that's why this EU election may actually be one of the most important ones to watch, certainly this summer.
Clearly, there's a lot at stake with respect to these elections about to take place across Europe, though, Burkhard, you also mentioned the two big sporting events on deck. Those include the football championship as well as the Olympics. I guess that's mostly for the joy of sports?
Oh, well, it absolutely is. But let me say something else. You know, as someone who's always practiced a lot of sports myself, I do actually feel that investors can also learn a great deal from athletes, from coaches, and from teams. Maybe I'll just name a few. Let me just name three of them that I find particularly important. The first one would be, you know, in sports, they say, keep your eyes on the ball. See, my take is the difference between professional and amateur athletes is very often just this. While the amateur too easily squints to the opposing teams or players, the professional players, whether in football, tennis, basketball, will always keep their eyes on the ball. And that's because when it really matters, they are 100% focused just on this. They know they master their craft. And in the heat of the moment, they need to stay cool-headed, totally focused, totally balanced. You know what? That's equally true in investing. My second takeaway from teams and athletes and coaches is the old truism, star teams beat teams of stars. I think great coaches assemble their teams in a way which carries important parallels to building a diversified portfolio. You know, you may have the most expensive team of athletes in the world, and it may be for nothing if the other team operates more seamlessly or more aligned than your team. Of course, great teams do need outstanding players. But in the end, it's all about cohesion. It's about this one team feeling. In business terms, I would say the hardest factors to success are always the soft factors. Again, that's true in business and in sports. Most professional athletes are trained to similar skill levels. The difference between the winner and the finisher is the mental strength and the cohesion as a team. And maybe let me just round up this on this with a third truism, which is about training. You know, professionals, they train hard, but strategically. Real professionals have a multi-year training strategy. Olympia Nikes usually prepare their training agenda four years ahead. They set themselves milestones. They vary with their workouts. They minimize the impact of chance. And surprise, surprise, something similar is very true in the world of markets too. Successful investors think long-term. They formulate a strategy. They're in for the long-term. But they always keep their eyes on the ball. That's how they create the staying power, which is a deceptively simple secret of their success. Speculators, by comparison, are mostly chasing short-term gains. But in the long term, investors regularly win the scores over speculators. And that's another takeaway from the world of sports. And in all of these, I believe, as UBS, can play a critical role as trusted advisors, coaches, even partners to our clients. And, of course, enjoy the games.
Well, Burkhard, indeed, valuable lessons and guidance in the world of sports that, as you put it, can be applied to the world of investing. So, as always, Burkhard, it was great catching up with you. Thank you for dropping by the podcast to share your viewpoints on the markets and what they're telling us with our listeners and our clients. And, as always, looking forward to our next conversation. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be here. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending.
You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.